Your reasons for listening to the show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people. Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed your weekend. I hope your Monday is going great. If you'd like to check me out on my YouTube channel, you can easily do that. Very easy to find, youtube.com/Tuttle. Make sure you subscribe and hit that bell button so you're alerted anytime I go live or I upload any brand new content. Would like to hear how your weekend was and what you've been thinking of the shows or any news stories, you can easily give me a call, 407-270-3044. Once again, that is 407-270-3044. It was a pretty quiet weekend. I ended up seeing the Spider-Man movie on Thursday night. Friday, I had that interview. I put that interview up for you guys. Hopefully, you guys liked it. I thought talking to a legally blind black man that's white would actually be pretty interesting. So, yeah, there's that. So, check that out. And then Saturday, I ended up getting a call out of the blue from Trace. Trace, who used to be on the Bubba Love Sponge show, him and his very sweet wife, Lauren, came over here. They were at the ocean deck hanging out, so I went there and hung out with them a little bit. Had a great time there, and then ended up coming home and really didn't do much Sunday. Man, Dolphins won another one, and, like, holy crap, did NBC basically just jinx the Buccaneers? Because I thought it was a very creative commercial, but they were playing that Sonny and Cher song, I Got You, Babe. You know, from Groundhog's Day with Bill Murray. It was a song that played every morning. Well, they used that because the Saints had beat them three straight times, and they were making a correlation between Groundhog's Day and the Saints beating the Bucs. I mean, would I have been surprised if they would have, the Saints were going to win anyways? No. I mean, some of these teams just have bad luck against other teams. But the way that they lost 9-0, holy crap, I don't even know if that's, I think it's maybe happened 1, 2, 3 times at the most in Tom Brady's career that he was shut out. He actually fumbled. Tom, buddy, Bubala, you're getting to the age right now where you might not want to run the ball as much as you are. Because you had those two good runs last weekend. You thought, oh man, I'm just going to be able to run it all the time. No, that's not how it works. So the Bucs end up getting shut out. Like I said, the Dolphins are 7-7 right now. And then today, I got a pretty busy day. I have to go, even though the wind is blowing 100 miles an hour, I hope that the home inspector doesn't need to get up on top of the roof, but he might. But yeah, the home inspection, that the home that my mom's buying, I got to go down there. That's at 12:30. And then after that, they're wanting, see, it was really, really weird. The person that my mom's buying the house from, her daughter ended up calling and was like, hey, we need to close quick. We need to close quick. We need to close quick. And I'm like, I don't have the home inspection until Monday. And it just seems a little weird. It does. I mean, I'm not a real estate person, but why are you getting your mom to, like, look, don't make me get Ian Hanna. Because Ian Hanna will just put your daughter right in her place if you guys are wanting to go in that direction. By the way, Ian Hanna has helped my mom out through this whole thing. IanHannaHomes.com if you're in the market to buy or sell a home in the Brevard, Volusia, Flagler area. Please check him out. Guy's a genius. Mom's never even bought one before in her life. And he's made the whole process just that much easier. Has kind of calmed her nerves a lot. I mean, my mom's just a nervous person. But Ian's really, really helped out. So go check him out, IanHannaHomes.com. So I got the home inspection, and they're wanting to, like, expedite things a little long, and I just found that to be kind of weird. I do, and I'm not even a real estate person. But what it shows me is, if anything, that it gave me more incentive to kind of just, like, when this home inspection comes back, find out what's going on with it. Because, like, if you're in a, it seems like you're in a real hurry here. It's like you are motivated to sell. So, you know, we might have to renegotiate a little bit if there's some things wrong during the home inspection and stuff. So I got that going on today. And pretty much the rest of my, oh, I do got an interview, like, with this company that Vulture got me set up. So that'll be really, really cool. But yeah, so I got a pretty busy day. One of the first stories I wanted to get into, I read this last week, and I couldn't find an audio news story, so I had my good friend Amy Sinha. If you want to have her to voice over any of your products, Amy Sinha, AmySinha.com, and she's really, really good. But I saw this story about this monkey that went on a rampage and killed all the dogs in this little village because one, I guess a dog, I don't know if it was that dog, but he thought it'd be a great idea just to kill and just exterminate every single dog in this little village.
Enraged monkeys have killed 250 dogs in an Indian district by dragging them to the top of buildings and trees and dropping them.
See, I forgot to mention that the canines in that area killed one of their kids. I don't know, man. That's pretty much showing that blood is thicker than water. Because I mean, this sounds like one of those bad revenge movies like Mel Gibson or what's his face? Bruce Willis. We're All In. Where, you know, like they kill a family member of yours. And then you're like, oh, I got to get him back. And you have to kill every single person in that clan. You got to go after that, everybody, friends, families, just anybody that's connected with them. You wipe their existence off the face of the planet. And this is what these monkeys were doing. And, you know, like, dogs probably don't have the greatest long-term memory. So could you imagine if you're just a dog chilling out and this big-ass monkey comes and grabs you and you're just starting to get pulled up the side of a building and he just takes you right to the top? Now, I don't know if monkeys and dogs can understand each other, just like I wouldn't be able to understand somebody speaking Hindi in India. But what I'm trying to say is that, do you think the monkey's talking crap when he gets to the top of the building? He's like, yes, you know what your friends did. Die. Die, you canine. And throws him right off the top of the building. Dog falls to its death. Ugh. Gotta tell you. Kind of a pimp thing to do if you're going to take out a family of canines that murked one of your kids. See, I got to stop saying cool words that I'm listening and finding out about in TikTok.
Panic-stricken residents have also come under attack and say the acts of animal violence have been carried out in revenge after a pack of dogs killed one of the monkey's infants.
Oh, okay. Man, these monkeys are really, really pissed off. Because not only are they going after the dogs and every dog that they see, they're like, oh, okay. So the dogs stay with the humans. Okay. I guess the Homo sapiens are getting it as well, too. Just wait. Just be slipping just a little bit. We're going to grab your infant, your little baby. Take them all the way up to the top of the roof and drop them.
The horrific incidents have been reported in the villages of Malwa, where 250 dogs are said to have been killed by rampaging primates, and nearby Lavur in Maharashtra's breed district.
You know, the thing about it is, it's probably a bunch of little pussy dogs, little toy dogs. Because I could you imagine, like, if they would have rolled up in a bad neighborhood or a redneck trailer park, and the monkeys were wanting to go after the dogs, and also the only dogs that could be found in the white trash trailer park are a bunch of pit bulls, Rottweilers, just the meanest dogs you could ever think of. Oh, by the way, monkeys would not do this to a cur dog. A cur dog is one of those dogs that have been out on a farm, and the only thing he has seen is maybe you and your family, and maybe a couple of people that stop by every once in a while. But besides that, like, they've never even seen a black man. They've never seen a Hispanic man. Nobody except Caucasian, probably. And those dogs are badass, mean as hell, too. I mean, they're mutts. But yeah, those are dogs that will absolutely tear your ass up.
Not sure I said that correctly. According to India's News 18 website, not a single pup is left in Lavur, where even school children are being chased and attacked.
Oh, I'm telling you right now, man. I'm not going to let... what is this? A real-life Planet of the Apes going on here? You know, if you give a monkey a mile, or an inch... Sorry, I screwed that one up. If you give a monkey an inch, he's going to take a mile. And if you got the kids starting to bow down now, that's where it starts. Monkeys are going to come in and take over the kids, just murder every single one of your children. And then they're going to go after the elderly. They are. They're going to go after the elderly, and then they're going to work their way, and they're going to wear you down in the middle. You guys need to fight back. I thought India was a nuclear power. Go out there and just drop a couple of them on their little monkey tree and call it a day.
Villagers have reported that monkeys set upon dogs as soon as they see them before taking them up to a high place, the top of a building or a tree, and dropping them to their death. The reports say that in the last month alone, 250 dogs have been killed in this way. Pictures in Indian media appeared to confirm the attacks. In one, a monkey can be seen on a roof carrying a puppy to the edge of a building.
I'm not laughing but this is the animal kingdom, right? Like this isn't like humans like killing dogs. This is the natural life cycle going on, the circle of life. And I don't know, man. You would have to watch out. You could just be walking down the street and get hit in the top of the head with a puppy.
Separate footage, possibly of the incident that sparked the revenge attacks, showed dogs chasing monkeys through the village as local women and children ran for safety. The dogs appeared to be protecting a child.
Oh, see that's what it is. See, we got lumped in with the dogs. What do they say? Lay with dogs, you're going to get fleas. Well, we got fleas on us. We got a bunch of rampaging monkeys. I'm telling you, they're going to move on to the little kids. I mean, they're already chasing the kids already. What happens? I'm telling you. These monkeys are a lot stronger than what you think they are. They could carry probably a couple of month old kid, bring them up to the top of the roof and toss them. Yeah. Man, these monkeys are evil as hell.
Residents of the village contacted officials at the forest department asking that they round up the killer monkeys. However, when officers were sent to the village, they were unable to catch even one of the primates, News 18 said. According to the villagers, the monkeys are taking revenge.
Telling you, slingshots. You guys can make slingshots. I don't know if you guys are allowed to have guns over there. But slingshots, these monkeys might be smart, but they're going to be hungry. Start making traps. Shoot them. Do whatever you got to do. But you guys are getting pushed around by a bunch of monkeys, and it's almost laughable.
They say that the violence erupted when some of the dogs killed a baby monkey. After the officials failed to deal with the problem, villagers reportedly took it upon themselves to try and save the dogs. But when they did, the monkeys fought back against their efforts, with the news station reporting some men even fell from heights themselves when trying to save dogs that had been dragged there.
Just like humans. We got to stick our noses in all types of beef. Like, we love gossip. We just want to get involved. And what does it lead to? Now you're considered the enemies against the monkeys because you had to, you know, pick a side. Why couldn't you have been like Switzerland? Just stay out of it. Let the monkeys and let the dogs handle their business. And wherever it shakes out, that's the natural just selection of the dominant species.
Clearly not content with the extermination of the dogs, monkeys are now said to be going after young children. School children are reportedly being attacked by the monkeys, creating a further sense of panic among the villagers.
Oh. Could we have a little bit of a monkey pedophile mix in here? Because you know some of those monkeys are going to roll up. You know, they're already dropping puppies out of roofs. Well, who's to say that these monkeys aren't going to be raping kids now? I mean, they are primates. Don't look at me like I'm some type of sicko. I'm just saying that these monkeys seem pretty depraved. What if they do go out there? What if they start raping the kids? Then we got a whole nother problem in our hand. That's when you got to get the Indian government. The federal government of India needs to come in and get rid of these monkeys, because it doesn't seem like the regular Joe Schmoes in this village can do it.
In one reported instance, an 8-year-old girl was grabbed and dragged away by the monkeys.
Man, could you imagine if this story would have broke back in the day when the monkeys, the band the monkeys, I know one of their members just ended up dying. But could you imagine, like, if somebody was just, like, reading or listening to this podcast, it'd be like, yeah, the monkeys dragged a little 8-year-old girl off into the woods, and be like, oh, man, what the hell's going on here? My favorite band is a bunch of pedophiles?
Forcing villagers to throw stones at them to scare them off. This is Amy Sinha reporting for the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
Before I get into my next news story, I just want to ask you guys a question. When are you people going to stop going to these Jake Paul fights or renting those Jake Paul fights? Matter of fact, I condone people that want to get out there and maybe illegally steal those fights, because you guys are getting robbed. Those fights are not real, people. Like, for example, I don't care how old that Tyron Woodley guy was. This is where they should have went to wrestling classes, because, I mean, the fight was in Tampa. You guys should have went and got trained a little bit, because, man, Tyron Woodley could not have made it more apparent how he dropped his hand like that. He telegraphed it. And everybody's seeing, you could see the hand signals that they have. Like, I don't know, maybe they are, but I just don't see boxers twisting their hands like Jake Paul was doing right before that fight. That knockout punch. Trust me, Jake Paul's going to run into a guy that's going to be like, yeah, Jake, I got you. I'm going to take a bump for you. I'm going to let you knock me out. And then once the fight starts, it's all over with. Because, like, if he's talking about Canelo now, oh, God. Man, if Mayweather really, it's all fake. It's all a sham. I'm not saying that those guys are not big and they're not strong and stuff, but you put them in with real fighters. Oh, and then Jake Paul's going around saying, he's always been a little dumb. He's always slurred a little bit. Hell, I've done that from all the drinking and stuff that I've done throughout my life. But he's saying now, like, he's having memory loss, slurred speech, blurry vision. Come on, man. I could see that if you were actually fighting people that were trying to kill you. But these guys, Mayweather held your brother up. He hit your brother so hard he had to hold him up a little bit. So what I'm trying to say is that I don't mind. Even the guys that buy the pay-per-views, you're getting ripped off. Steal it. I mean, like I said, they're robbing from you, so I really wouldn't feel bad about it. You can find those streams online anywhere you want to be able to find them. About 10 years ago, the ruler of North Korea, Kim Jong-il, the guys from South Park, when they did America Team Force or whatever, that they really made fun of him a lot. But, man, I got to tell you, I could not stop laughing when all the people, when Kim Jong-il died, and they were all, like, crying. You could tell that it was forced, because I guess over there, if you don't cry hard enough or you don't mourn hard enough, you get sent to the prison work camps, or you get thrown in a pit with a bunch of wild dogs like Kim Jong-un or whatever did to his cousin or his uncle. Yeah, so now is the 10-year anniversary, his 10-year anniversary death day. Like, they even celebrate death days over there. So now they're being forced in a national 11 days of mourning. By the way, that is real audio of people just sobbing when the old man died 10 years ago before the little fat kid took over with the bowl cut. But yeah, those were people actually just crying and bawling their eyes out. Who cries like that? I didn't even cry like that for my dad. I mean, it's like, if you don't cry hard enough, you're going to jail. And a lot of people went to jail the last time somebody died. So now that it's being forced on them, 11 days of mourning, oh, you better get those tears. Like, do they go around, like, if you're dry crying? Because a lot of people will do that. They'll dry cry. If you don't have enough tears coming out, like, do they have, like, little droppers there, like rain gauges to collect your tears? And if you don't have enough tears, your ass goes to the work camps?
The entire population of North Korea was shown in grief. The anchor communicating the news to the world was wailing.
By the way, that was the reporter crying. Can you imagine that? If, like, David Muir or Lester Holt got on, President Biden or Trump would have passed away, they're just crying. Because if they don't cry loud enough, even though you're a big swinging dick on the news, your ass is going to jail. You're going to the prison camps.
So were these people who had gathered for a final farewell to Kim Jong-il. His son, Kim Jong-un, was also seen holding back his tears.
They had him walking beside the limo or the hearse that the body was being carried in. It's the most exercise that little fat fuck has done in quite a while. Because, man, he was having a hard time. They were like, oh, yeah, he's fighting back the tear. No, he's fighting back the hunger. He's like, oh, I've not ran this much in so long.
10 years later, North Koreans are being forced to mourn again for Kim Jong-il. It's his 10th death anniversary. Pyongyang is observing an 11-day period of mourning.
Oh, my God. And just listen to the type of things, because they have stipulations when it comes to the mourning. Not like mourning, but just mourning somebody's death. My God. And if you don't follow these, once again, sent to the work camps.
During this period, North Koreans are expected to behave in a certain way. They are not allowed to laugh in public.
All right. Well, I mean, what if you saw somebody fall down a flight of stairs? What if you saw somebody get kicked in the balls? What if somebody lets one of the best farts of all time? Not allowed to laugh? Nope. Because if you do, work camps.
Leisure activities are banned. So is grocery shopping and alcohol consumption.
Oh, can't drink. Can't drink at all. Because we need you to suffer through this whole 11 days. And what are you supposed to do about it? Do they give you a couple of days to at least get 11 days worth of grocery shopping in? Because there's going to be a lot of hungry-ass people in North Korea.
What happens if you flout these rules? You shall face serious consequences.
Work camp!
In the past, North Korean security officials have arrested violators. They've been branded as ideological criminals and taken away.
You know, this was also be a bad time, like if you really had somebody that you had pissed off. Because you know this is probably happening. If they got like a whole task force going around and making sure that people are actually, you know, mourning hard enough. No, you could just go like, yes, I would like to make a phone call. Oh, yeah. My next door neighbor. He not mourn too much. Not mourn enough. Go arrest him.
Even in the event of a death in the family, the family members are not allowed to cry.
Whoa, hold on. Did I hear that right? Even if you got a family member that has died, but and it's during those 11 days, like, how are you going to, like, tell, all right, are those tears for the supreme leader? No, they're not. They're for your grandmother. Work camp.
These bizarre rules are in keeping with Kim Jong-il's legacy. He liked to dictate the behavior of North Koreans. His son is following suit. In his dystopian kingdom, the citizens are expected to show full loyalty to the Kims. In North Korea, that means giving up shopping and crying.
I mean, is this a case of where the government has them so brainwashed? Like, I don't understand, like, what type of citizens would put up with this? Do they not know? I know a lot of them, they're even cut off from the internet. So they really don't even know what type of treatment. They probably think this is how everything is going on there. Hell, you know that they actually think that Kim Jong-il or Kim Jong-un, no, it's the father. Yeah, the father shot a perfect golf score. There's only 18 holes. He shot 18. So that means even on a par 5, bam, right in the hole. By the way, it didn't even roll, they said. It landed right in the cup. Straight 10 cup. It was like a swish in golf. Oh, by the way, North Korea won the medal count in the Winter Olympics and the Summer Olympics. Oh, by the way, you know how Brazil's won like 5, like World Cups? In North Korea, they actually think that they've won, I think, 6 or 7. So, yeah, there's that. Maybe they really don't know how bad it is. I mean, I could easily see that. But even if they did, though, like, how... I know they got a lot of weapons and stuff, man, but damn, man, I just don't understand. There's no way. Could you imagine if we had to mourn Donald Trump or Joe Biden or George W. Bush or Obama or Clinton, Reagan, Bush, Carter, Ford, Nixon, and just William Taft? I'm just trying to name just random presidents. But what I'm trying to say is, could you imagine that? No. Never would happen here in a million years. Now, there are some people, like if number 45 would have passed away, oh, there would have been some people out there mourning. You know, it would have been like they were mourning Kim Jong-il. That's how bad it was. I'm sorry. I know a lot of people are going to hate me. Anyways, I'm getting out of here. I know it's a little bit of a shorter show, but I got a lot of stuff I got to get done today. Going to be doing a live stream later on tonight. Anyways, guys, make sure you check out my good friend Ian Hanna if you're in the market to buy or sell a home in the Brevard, Volusia, or Flagler areas. Check out my good friend Ian Hanna at ianhannahomes.com. Hope you guys enjoyed today's show. Hope you guys stay safe, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
And that's the show for today. Thanks for listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hey, don't be a dickhead. Do us a favor. Like, share, and subscribe to the show. Also, check out the Tuttle category at 315live.com. The Tuttle Daily Podcast is brought to you by Starfire Transport, StitchYouUp.com, and PocketBearClub.com. Special thanks to show producer Vulture and co-host Sirach. Show voiceover service is brought to you by JCVoiceover.com and The Little Cheese Show. Download and subscribe to The Little Cheese Show everywhere podcasts are found. If you want to help support the show, go to paypal.me/Tuttle on the radio. You have something you want to say? Tuttle@gmail.com. Or leave a voicemail at 407-270-3044. To follow all Tuttle social media, go to Tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with 2 D's .net. Thanks again for all your support, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
I get ignorant in normal situations.
What you mean?
What the fuck you mean?
What are you talking about?
Nigga, what the fuck is you talking about?
Oh, shit.